Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, where it's our 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year ago this week, I premiered the first episode of You've Never Seen, and no really big milestone, it's just gonna be another regular episode. But we are keeping in with a yearly theme, as we look at a film in the very eclectic career of Katharine Hepburn. Hepburn is probably one of the most successful actors in Hollywood's history, definitely one of the most iconic. Her roles usually consisted of a woman who was wealthy, intelligent, and strong-willed, and most of her best roles involved her being brought down to earth from the theoretical clouds she was living on. Hepburn even admitted herself that the roles she plays often embody her real-life persona. She brought a new kind of actress, one that was more independent and not really relying on a man's choice. Most of her films have since become classics and has the most Oscar wins out of any actor in history, four of them to be exact, all for Best Actress. But before her huge success in the 40s, she had a lot of flops, many of which have since been considered classics. And one of those films is today's film, Holiday. Holiday is a 1938 film directed by George Cukor and written by Donna Lockton Stewart and Sidney Buckman, adapted from a play by Philip Barry. It stars Hepburn as wealthy socialite Linda of the Seton family, but is commonly known as the black sheep for her headstrong attitude. Things change, however, when her sister brings in her fiancé, Johnny Case, played by Cary Grant, who also has an independent lifestyle and plans to go on holiday to find his true calling. And slowly, over the course of a few days, both Linda and Johnny fall in love with each other. Holiday is a quick film. At least it feels quick. It's not as fleshed out as the other films that star both Hepburn and Grant, but the two's natural chemistry can make any film better. And this is the same for Holiday, but honestly, the best thing, in my opinion, is the transition in character from its two female leads. At the beginning of the film, we immediately grow fond of Julia, Linda's sister and Johnny's fiancé. She's sweet and in love with Johnny. Linda, on the other hand, is seen as disruptive, but kind-hearted in the best way possible. The main antagonist of the film being their wealthy socialite father, who wants to do the wedding and parties his way of being more traditional, while Linda wants it to be more intimate. Often she'll go against her father's wishes, but in the beginning is seen as an obstacle for Johnny to marry Julia. But over time, Johnny grows more fond of Linda's behavior as we see more of her and less of Julia. And as their father more or less tries to bind Johnny to a career at his bank, he reluctantly agrees because he does love Julia, but regardless is still adamant on living a free life. And as her father plans for everything in minute detail, down to having servants in their own mansion and meeting more rich people at balls and venues, Julia is excited, but Johnny is not. He goes back on the job and leaves to go on his holiday, appalling both Julia and her father for leaving behind a rich lifestyle. By this point, Linda is seen as the more suitable one for Johnny as they've both fallen in love with each other. And thus, by the end of the film, the obstacle that was Linda is now the lovable one, while Julia has transitioned into a more snobbish representation of what Johnny doesn't want. Of course, leading to both Linda and Johnny to be together. And as I mentioned, the natural chemistry between Hepburn and Grant always works, but it's surprising that they almost didn't cast Hepburn in the role. The role of Linda was originally supposed to be played by Irene Dunne, reuniting the duo of her and Grant from The Awful Truth. But Cukor instead wanted Hepburn since she was in the original play of Holiday. Sure, she was an understudy, but at least she had the experience along with the chops. And that would go a long way, as the film was heavily praised by critics and thought to be a box office success. However, the film did not do well in that department. Hepburn had been seen as box office poison around that time, so naturally it caused studios to think it was going to be a flop. It also didn't help that Johnny's goal of not getting a job didn't help with Depression-era audiences who couldn't even get one. But still, critics saw it as the beginning of a comeback for Hepburn, and the studios were crazy for passing up on her. And as we know, the critics were right. 2 years later would be the premiere of The Philadelphia Story, which did receive the money and acclaim Hepburn needed and deserved, cementing her in the place of the Hollywood greats and is now said to be one of the greatest actresses of all time. Just 2 years and she went from being a flop to a success. But she always was a success, no matter how you slice it. And so, as long as the show may go on, every anniversary will be a Katharine Hepburn movie. So, Bringing Up Baby, African Queen, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, it's all on the table. Holiday is available to buy or rent on iTunes, or you can pick it up at your local library. And special news, now you can listen to You've Never Seen. That's right, the show is now available in podcast form on the Westin Media Podcast Network. The episodes will come out the Wednesday after they come out on here, so keep an ear out. But the first 35 episodes are already up, so check it out. With Westin Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins. Thank you for 1 year of You've Never Seen, and I'll see you next time.